grounds either. So there's a special halacha though on Esen Etiyos that Chorshin Kol Beisor B'Shvilon Ad Rosh Hashanah. There's a special halacha here. You're allowed to plow this whole field of a Beisor, which is 50 yamas by 50 yamas, since you have 10 young trees growing there. So you see that 10 trees have nourishment from a land of 50 yamas by 50 yamas. So now Kami Hevelu, you want to take one strip of one amma long. How much is 50 by 50? You want to take it strong. It's Trey Alfin V'Chomesh Meir Gamidi. It's 2,500 amas long. You want to have one strip of an amma wide. How long would it go? It'll go 2,500. Now, L'chol Chad V'Chad, these are 10 trees. So how much does each tree get? Kama Motilei Mosayin V'Chamishim. Only 250 amas for each tree. So that's the nourishment of each tree. If so, it's not like Ula says. Because Ula says, you give a tree 16 amis all around it. And the Avamina is, it's like 16 to the east, 16 to the west. So Ula comes out, that's 34, it's 32 by 32. So it's like a square of 32 amis to 32 amis, which is much more than 250 amis long. So if so, from here you have no proof to Ula. Here the nourishment of a tree would be less than 16 amis. Here you have no proof. Tomorrow says truth. Here there's no proof. Elo means it's not like this. Shloisho ilonis. If you have three big trees, shall gimel b'nayodim, even though they belong to three different people, and they're in a field now, is harei elo mitstarfin. It's like this whole ground now nourishes, gives the nourishment to this tree, and therefore the choreshin kol beisav b'shvilon. Again, if you have a field that's 50 yamas by 50 yamas, the luck is even though by teitz v'shvias. You're not allowed to plow stomach ground, but if you're plowing the ground for the purpose of the trees, then it's mutter. So if you have three big trees in a land of 50 yams and 50 yamis, it's considered all the land is used by the trees, and therefore you're allowed to plow all this land. So it comes out kama heavy. Now, again, 50 by 50 yamis, kama heavy, Lou. If you take 50 by 50 and make it a straight amma long, Shrei Alfi Vehei Meir Gamidi. Comes out to be 2,500 amas. That's how long it could be. Now, here you have three trees there. So, L'chol Chad Kama Motilei. For each one of these trees, how much nourishment does each one take? Need? So, you have to have one third of 2,500, which is Timna Meir, 800, or Tulosin and 30, or plus the 33, Vitulsin a third. So, that's how much amas a tree needs for its nourishment. It needs 800 and 33 and a third. So the Gemara still asks, Akati nafesh le'dula. I'll tell you that's still more than Ula says. So Rashi says it means that Akati nafishin lu she'sesu yamadula. There'll be elef achav dalet. That Ula's shear is still more. Like you have no proof that the tree is a yonik 16 amis. Here you only have, each tree is only yonik 833 amas. Now if you take 32 square, it comes out to be 1,000 amas and 24. So it's still much more than 833. So there's no proof yet, Ula. So Marza, I'll tell you, Loidok. Ula wasn't Dok, Ula didn't say exactly. He said 16 by 16, it's not that much, really it's less. Trash Ula Loidok, Koka, Hoyle, the Coral Lashir, Zekama Lechvizle. It's close enough. Even though it's pretty much off, we're talking about 1,024, and here it's 833. No, not so bad. Mar still asks, though, hey, Modir Mina Lodok, when do we say you can round off a number? L'chumra. If you go L'chumra, then you can round it off. But L'kula Lodok, but to be cool, you don't say it. Whereas L'kula, they ain't the Yernik Okach. Hokomil, the Yernik Opotim in Mina Bekurim. Here Ula's going L'kula. Like really,
let's say you're only 15 Amis away from the boundary. So really, then you should be Chayiv in Bikurim, because all the Anika comes from your ground. And Ula says no, that if you're not 16 Namas inside your ground, your area, your property, then you're Potter from Bikurim. So Ula's going Lakula, we don't round off any numbers, only Lakumra.
We don't say Lakula Ledok, Niyarmina, we don't say that. So Mar says like this, Misav with Bribua, who told you Ula meant to say that we give 16 Namas all around the tree? Means to make a square around the tree, to make a square, 16 by 16, means 32 by 32. It's a square, 32 amas by 32 amas. No, that's not what Ula meant. Vigula karmrinan. Ula just meant to say a circle. In other words, the tree is in the middle. And now take a diameter of take a diameter of 32 and go around the circle. That's all. It's not a square, 32 by 32. Just the diameter of the circle is 32. There's a 16 all around. It's a circle. If so, it's like this. Michti, let's see. Kama meruba yaiser aligal. How much is a square more than a circle? Revia. A square is a quarter more than a circle. If so, we have to take off a quarter from this 1,024. If you take off a quarter, poshlo zayin meyat. Left over then, 700. Vishisan and 60. Vitimli, 68. So Mara says, akati poshle pagal yamsa, but you're still missing a little bit. So Mara says, good. No, there should have been not 16, but it should have
been 16 in the hif.
Says, true. Hainud loidok lechumra loidok. Now it's very good. He was a medayik and he was lechumra to say dak. He went a little bit more lechumra to say that if it's a 16 amis, the maestro takes that misnourishment. But hainud loidok ula, tevi moslame meshisri apalga. And really should have said 16 and a half amis. That's what he should have said, really. And then that's 15 and a half. I mean, 16 and a half. Really, it's a radius of 16 and a half. O lechumra loidok v'yaz lechumra v'leitzimtzim shirai. He wants to say, no, if your roots grow out 16 amis, then for sure you potter from then for sure, you know, if you're not 16 amis away from your neighbor, then for sure you potter. But if you are 16 amis, then it's a doubtful, because like 16, another half of an amma true, it still gets nourishment. But that little bit, he wasn't back, he went lechumra. So, if so, comes out good. That's Ula's halacha, that lemaisa, the roots, grow out and get nourishment, 16 amis all around the tree. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, come on, bring another proof. It says, Hakoina Ilon, somebody buys a tree. The karka, and he also buys the karka near the tree. So it says, Alocha, maybe the kara, you have a right to bring now bikurim, and you could decorate the pasha. And you have a right to say, these fruits grew off your ground. So now, my love isn't talking about over here, Kolshu. Mashmi, even if you only bought a small land around the tree, still, you have a right to bring bikurim. Now, according to Ula, it shouldn't be that way. Because Ula says the tree gets nourishment from 16 amas around the tree. So if you do not own 16 amas around the tree, then the peiros don't come from your field. So you can't bring bikurim. And here at Samashmi, even a kol shoe, you can bring bikurim. So Mara says, no, that's not the diyik. Loi yudvav amah. Means when you buy a tree with the karka, of course it means you bought these 16 amas of karka around the tree. Therefore, all the nourishment is from your karka. Therefore, you could